This is KUNC. It's official. Former Brewpub owner, Denver mayor, and two-term Colorado governor John Hickenlooper is now a 2020 presidential candidate. He made the announcement early Monday morning in an online video.
I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done. I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
Hickenlooper joins an already crowded field of Democratic contenders. KUNC's Matt Bloom joins us with more. Hey, Matt, welcome.
Hey.
So John Hickenlooper's political career started in 2003, and it wrapped up in early January, but now he's eyeing the White House. So why is he running for president?
Well, he's been hinting at it for a while now. Remember, he was on the shortlist of vice presidential picks for Hillary Clinton back in 2016. And ever since then, he's been positioning himself as an antidote to a polarized Washington. Here he is on CNN last December.
I think there's a point where someone like me, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a problem solver. I've been good at bringing people together that historically have been antagonistic. Maybe it's the country is someone that can bring the divided parts of the country and the divided constituencies back together.
He's also leaning on Colorado's strong economy and that he's handled tragedies from mass shootings to natural disasters, the sort of events people expect a president to handle.
What's the reaction been to his announcement? What are you hearing?
I talked to Patricia Calhoun, the editor of the Denver alt-weekly Westward. She's been covering Hickenlooper ever since he opened one of Denver's first brew pubs, the Wind Coop, in 1988. Here's her take.
He moved here because he wanted to create a new path and create a better world, and so many of us have done the same thing. So if he can get that, we're all putting up a barn together, we're all rowing in the same raft ethos of the West going, it could really play well.
Something Hickenlooper said he learned in the restaurant business is this quote, "There's no margin in making enemies." It won over Colorado voters, but Calhoun says the big question is whether that will work nationally.
Well, you certainly will be looking to see if he's still the genuine John Hickenlooper, if he's changing his message to appeal to a broader, not a broader audience, but whatever seems to be going well right now in the polls, or will he stick to his guns and kind of be that really interested in everything populist?
Okay, Matt, there are several candidates in this race that have much more name recognition than Hickenlooper, including Senators Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar. So what are his chances there?
It's going to be a rough road. I talked to Seth Maskett about this. He's the director of the Center on American Politics at the University of Denver. And here's what he thinks will be challenging for Hickenlooper.
Some of the toughest sells he'll have are selling Democratic primary voters on the idea of compromise and bipartisanship as assets right now.
In other words, Hickenlooper's across the aisle reputation as governor on issues around the energy industry and the environment might fall flat with a lot of Democrats.
And the fact that he's pretty comfortable with energy exploration, where a lot of Democratic activists really aren't right now, I think could be a sticking point for him.
Another thing that both Maskett and Calhoun touched on was Hickenlooper's campaign style. In general, it's been pretty positive, which is definitely not where national politics are right now. He's also going up against several younger, more diverse, more progressive Democrats. So this could really put him outside his comfort zone.
Is this something Hickenlooper has had to address?
It is. It is. In his 2016 memoir called The Opposite of Woe, he talked about how he handled a particularly contentious part of his 2010 run for governor. Here he is narrating for the audiobook.
Just as we had in my mayoral elections, our campaign stayed positive. We ran what to this day remains one of my favorite campaign ads. In the 30-second spot, I got in and out of the shower several times, fully dressed. In the voiceover, I say, "Attack ads and dirty politics make me feel like I need to take a shower."
It's hard to know if that sort of style still plays well in 2019, but we'll have to see in the months ahead.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
That was KUNC's Matt Bloom discussing the news that former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is running for president.